Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Good morning. How are you?
Here on Fightful. A nice Tuesday morning here on Fightful.
Very nice Tuesday morning.
We had a great weekend of wrestling.
Oh, my God. Holy,
that pay-per-view was great.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about this, obviously, in a whole lot more. But that Danielson match with Ospreay, one of the greatest? Has to be.
Honestly, like, I feel like we can do the entire episode about that match. I feel like it was so surreal.
Yeah.
That it was beyond anything.
So by the way, beyond welcome the everybody. Bell. We're here on Fightful. This is Beyond the Bell on Fightful. We do this each and every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. A lot of people ask us, well, why can't you do it at a different time? We can't.
Yeah.
We're not allowed.
This is it.
We're banned. Yeah. Fightful told me you're not allowed to be on a different time. Sean's like, don't you dare go on in the afternoons.
He was like, listen, anything afternoon, you guys are donezo.
Yeah, that's my territory.
We're like reverse gremlins. Don't feed us afternoon, midnight. After midnight, we're cool. Afternoon, don't feed us.
Yeah, not good. A lot to talk about here. Where do you want to begin? Because I know we have a lot to talk about. Also, we're doing a Q&A. If you want to submit a super chat, you could do so. And we will bump you to the top of the list for the Q&A at the end. That money goes to help our staff. We have producers here. We have expenses here. And that's what it goes to do.
Yeah.
I don't take a dime.
Expenses.
Oh, hold on. Which kind of expenses? There you go. Where do you want to go, Rich? How do you want to start?
Should we just jump into Dynasty? I feel like that's the big thing.
Yeah, because it was, you know, this was their first Dynasty pay-per-view that they put on.
Yep.
You know, this was really built around Swerve.
It was, yeah.
And if you knew other details, you would 100% say 100% was built around Swerve, which he got his moment, which I'm freaking pleased about. So happy.
Same here.
But the show, you know, it's interesting because looking at this card overall, I thought it was probably one of their best pay-per-views that they've put on. As far as like looking at just the matches.
Yes.
The matches delivered. I mean, we had...
Absolutely.
Is it their greatest pay-per-view? I would not say that, but it did have probably the greatest match
of the decade.
I mean, you know
of
what?
The century?
You know what? Could you say greatest match in North American history?
You know what?
Greatest match in the States?
You know, so it's hard. It's tough to quantify something like this, right?
Especially
as a fan, because there's no real, like, you know, you can give it what you want to give it on any kind of ranking system.
Yeah.
But I think the hallmark for me in this particular case, I'm going to have to pleasantly watch it three more times.
The match.
Yes. And I'm willing to do that. I could watch this match back to back today another three times.
Okay. So we're going to get to this match, obviously. But I, you know, when the pay-per-view was happening, I had a lot of people over.
Yeah.
On Sunday. And it went way later. I thought it was going to be like a 1-6 thing.
No.
Ended up going to like 10:30.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was put that match on.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pay-per-view on, but I couldn't watch it, obviously. Then I had the match on. I was in no mental capacity to watch that match the way I should watch it.
Yeah.
So I started watching it on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop it three times because I got interrupted. I got a phone call. I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm locking myself in the room. I'm going to watch this entire thing. And I watched that entire thing. I mean, Danielson, Ospreay is the greatest current professional wrestler. There's nobody better than him.
Yeah, again, He's the guy, right?
He's the guy. He's the guy. However, dude, I mean, Danielson is remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, my favorite, I mean, like how Bret Hart is, like, mm-hmm. up there, like, he's there with me.
What a retirement run, too. If he really is retiring.
It's not, I don't think he's retiring. I think what it is, he's not, he's retiring from, like, the full-time schedule.
Okay.
That's why he's doing, dude, the dude had a great match on Saturday.
Oh, my God, yeah.
On Collision, yeah, and he went to that.
Bunkhouse Brawl.
A Bunkhouse Brawl. What a ridiculous name.
I want to see you in really tight 501s.
Oh,
with knee pads on the outside.
No, you know what I'm doing? Yeah. 100%. No shirt, yeah. But the jeans pulled all the way up here.
Oh, yeah.
I got the jeans up all the way. So you got all my pecs, yeah. No belly.
Like a real Fred Mertz.
Like a real Fred Mertz.
Just pants up to like where your titty ends.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
I can say that word, right?
You can say that word.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not. We're at the FCC. You know how many times I had to dump myself 2 Sundays ago?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't.
You were being a real Morton Downey Jr.
I was being a real Morton Downey Jr. on that show. Smoking a cigarette and everything.
Real crass.
Let's go through this card because it was fantastic. Fantastic.
All right. You want to start it off with the pre-show 0 hour. Trent Barreta defeated Matt Sydal via submission. How are you feeling about this new phase?
Of Trent
Barreta.
I like him. He's a nice Long Island boy. You got to support him. Let's see where it goes. I know it's obviously going to Orange, right? That's the story here. But, you know, it was a modified triangle choke. He won. Needed. That's fine. You're doing something with him. I'm happy.
Absolutely. Orange Cassidy and Shibata defeated Shane Taylor Promotion. Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty with Anthony Ogogo.
I did not see this match. The one match I missed.
It was fun.
It was. I saw bits and pieces. I mean, Shibata's there, right?
It was fun. Tony Khan's booking, I feel, in a lot of ways, is very much New Japan style booking, where like you got to get as many people on the show as possible.
Yeah, and that's what look at how many people were on the show.
Yeah, AEW World Trios Championship and ROH World Six Man Tag Championship, Bullet Club Gold, Jay White and the Guns. Defeated the Acclaim, Matt Cash and Anthony Bowens and Billy Gunn via pinfall.
About time.
So now this means the AEW Undisputed Trios Champions are Bullet Club Gold.
Yes.
So
no more ROH Six Man.
But are they going to defend it on every show? Right? They should.
I would imagine they would have to defend it on both. Or are you saying that they don't need a Ring of Honor Trios title? They really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, do you think they need one at this point? No. Too many.
That was a good move to condense and solidify the titles. Am I using those words right?
Condense and solidify. Solidification of the titles. They were liquid, and now they're turning into solids.
They're solids now. They were vapor at one point.
They were vapor at one point. Yeah, in 2019, those were vapor, those AEW trio titles.
I would love that if wrestling gets so nuts, where like Eddie Kingston cuts a promo, and he's like, I'm going to turn your belt into vapor. Like, oh, shit.
You know what? What a great line. I think he just wrote it. We know a couple of people over there. You want to send that line in for Eddie?
I'm going to turn that belt into vapor.
Tracy Morgan, is that you?
My Eddie Kingston impression is a Tracy Morgan impression, by the way. I don't know if you guys picked up on
Doodle
that.
Doodle Pampas.
And the main show, what a start.
What
a start. Okada beating Pac via pinfall with the Rainmaker. Pac got a standing ovation from the crowd after the match, too. Well deserved.
Yo, I first of all, Okada's so good.
Nah, he's the best.
And the best moment for me. I mean, obviously, that match was fantastic, right? And he's so good. He goes in to do the Rainmaker pose, and he just gives a double bird.
Oh, so good.
And he must be having the time of his life being a shithead heel in North America.
Oh, the best.
Because it's not the same Okada. Like, Okada doesn't do this devious. Mm-hmm. He does wrestle heel a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's unique. It's different to see. And I like it a little bit better. I like him being a dirtbag.
Oh, yeah. Same here. He's like, finally, I get to wrestle shitty American style, like, piece of crap
heel.
And
it's so easy for him, you know?
The best.
It's great. And much needed, very refreshing. Him and Ospreay, great additions.
I think so. And plus, like, you already have all these built-in matches of the century with this roster at this point. You know, Okada with anybody, Ospreay with anybody. The revisitation of Ospreay and Okada.
I think Jay White will be that other piece.
Yes,
when they figure out, okay, we're gonna separate him from the Guns. Mm-hmm. We're gonna give him a big singles run.
Yeah,
look who he has now to work with.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I feel like the last guy that would be monumental to that roster would be a healthy
CM Punk. No.
Like a very healthy CM Punk. If you had like the Golden Lovers return, like Ibushi, like a healthy Ibushi.
Like a healthy Ibushi. Yeah, well, they tried it with him and he's really banged up.
Yeah.
So
healthy Ibushi, healthy Kenny, forget it.
Oh, yeah.
Like gangbusters.
Fantastic roster.
You had the House of Black defeating Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe via pinfall. Really, I love this team of Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe.
Okay, I did not think I would like this match as much as I did.
It was a really good match.
Only because I really wanted to see the singles match. Mm-hmm. And I want Malakai to kind of separate from the trios matches or a tag match mm-hmm. and go into a singles run. Because I think he's another fantastic talent.
Yeah.
You know what? It did not disappoint. No. It lived up to everything I needed it to be.
It was very good.
It was very, very good.
You got The Miz, too. I'm a big fan of The Miz.
I want to see Okada. And you know, that is the Forbidden Door match. That should be the Forbidden Door match.
What?
I got it. I figured it out.
Okay, what is it?
Okada and Edge.
Oh, so good.
Just tall boys.
Tall boys. I really do wish they just called him Urge.
Urge. Yeah, I have the urge to call him Edge constantly. Urge.
We're rewriting history here.
Did you hear the Goonie in my ear?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
garbling, chewing on rocks, giving me notes.
The Goonie. His name isn't Edge anymore.
Is he on the air?
No, he's not on the air. I'm the only one that could hear him along with you.
God.
He's a figment of our imagination.
TBS Championship, Sky Blue and Chris Statlander banned from the match. Willow Nightingale defeated Julia Hart via pinfall.
Okay.
Good for her.
You know what? Julia's banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Willow is such a great babyface. I was kind of getting scared that they would turn her heel.
Yeah.
It would kind of mess the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And obviously they didn't go that way. It looks like Mercedes is going to be the heel. They were also pushing on commentary how much Mercedes is taking her thunder away by mm-hmm. showing up here.
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes.
This is setting up for Double or Nothing, right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
We have the AEW International Championship match. Roddy Strong defeating Kyle O'Reilly via pinfall. He had Mike Bennett and Matt Taven appearing on the ramp with Cole in the wheelchair. He stood up from the chair.
He stood up.
With Roddy.
Yeah, to kind of like dig into the rumors that he was told to go home.
Bless you.
Thank he was told you. To go home because he's not healing as well. So, I don't know. You know, what's going on with that. But he stood up. He came to the ring.
FTW Championship, FTW Rules match. Chris Jericho defeating Hook via pinfall after using the bat. Solid match.
Everybody hated this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know, I get what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I understand what they're doing. Whether or not it gets over with the fans, that's a whole separate thing. Mm-hmm. But they're trying something here. And they're telling a story, and there's an attempt, and you know what? I'm going to let it play out.
Weird learning tree Jericho.
The learning tree Jericho. Mm-hmm.
Hook is great, though. Hook is nothing but fantastic. I think, you know, he's the... it makes you kind of wish they did something more with Action Andretti when he picked up that win over Jericho, but it seems like they're following through with Hook.
I think Hook is a little bit... Well, Hook never loses.
Right?
So when he does, it means something.
Yeah.
Stay
strong.
And it's for his dad's belt.
Right.
They're fighting for legitimately the father's, like, custom belt.
Yeah. Which has no bearing on anything.
Like, if I gave myself a Best in Business award, and my kid started walking around with my dad's Best of Business, you know, mm-hmm. this is my dad's Best of Business award, and then he got into a fight, that's the equivalent of it.
Got that Triple B Better Business Bureau
I got
belt.
The Better Business, I do, yeah, but, yeah. Not one complaint to the Better Business Bureau mm-hmm. about me.
That's always good.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. AEW Women's World Championship match. Tony Storm defeated Thunder Rosa. Listen, I really, really enjoyed this
match. This was a blast.
Yeah. Really. Who's better than Tony Storm?
Yeah, she's so good.
She's the best.
Yeah.
And possibly match of the century.
A match of the century.
A match of the century. Will Ospreay defeating Brian Danielson via pinfall. Danielson, listen. Danielson sold this so hard.
What, the Tiger Driver 91?
I was, the end of the match, he sold this so hard, I was getting text messages from
people thinking he's hurt.
Who I didn't even know watch wrestling.
MG, what does Ospreay call the Tiger Driver 91?
I think he left.
Yeah, now you're on the air. Yeah.
What is he?
What does he call it? Yeah.
Tiger Driver 91.
Storm Driver 91. Storm Driver. There you go. Thank you.
Okay, Storm Driver.
Useless.
Okay.
Useless. Thanks, that was useless. Now he's off the air for the rest of the show.
MV, you're banned from ringside.
You're banned from ringside at this point.
You're banned from ringside.
Yeah, Storm Driver 91. He hit that Tiger Driver. I mean, he took it right. I mean, listen, he took it perfectly safe, but he sold that thing.
Oh, my God.
And this is every time he sells now. He does a sell job like that. People lose their minds.
It's true.
They lose their mind. It was so convincing. Mm-hmm. So convincing. By the way, the rest of the podcast will be contested under Continental Classic rules, so he is banned from ringside.
So he's banned from ringside.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for that. I thought that match was one of the greatest matches I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it better than Kenny Okada 4? No.
But you know what?
But there was such a story behind that match, right? Because they went to a time limit draw, and they did this. There was such a story for that match.
I would argue to watch them back-to-back just for the love of pro wrestling.
Oh, to watch both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
even the last match.
I have no words because it was so good, really.
The last match that Ospreay had with Okada was up there, too.
Yeah, the dude is unbelievable. And you know what? This is a guy that had a pretty scary injury a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they were very concerned for him and in his style and the change. And it's unbelievable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
The first impression of who Will Ospreay was. Do you remember? Do you know what that is? That moment with Ricochet.
Yes.
Where they did the flips.
Yeah.
And everybody lost their minds and they said, it is the end of professional wrestling.
Oh, my God.
These two are ruining professional wrestling.
Yeah.
They will never go anywhere else. This is an embarrassment to wrestling. And Ricochet, he's in WWE and he's been there for a while and he's doing great stuff.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
But for Will Ospreay, I mean, that guy is the future of wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no question about it. Whether or not you like him, you like his promos, I'm not even talking about opinion. I'm saying this is legitimately he is the future of the industry, and this is a guy that will play a major part wherever he is.
He's gotten so much better too, and we've followed his career for many, many years, and you could see that growth in New Japan, you know, like being under Okada's wing and just growing and creating more. And even, you know, like even Jericho gets some credit, too, for telling him to slow it down a little bit a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know? But listen, he's the guy. So, match of the century. Are we going to get a part 2 and a part 3?
Yeah, I would. You know, I would not have minded if this was a tie.
Yeah.
And we went to double or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This match, it would not have been as impactful as this. Maybe we have a secondary one. I'm sure Danielson's going to probably say he wants another one.
Is this, hopefully this isn't Ospreay's
going to do this with everybody.
Yeah.
Remarkable match. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Dave is giving it.
Yeah.
Is this a 6-star match? Sure. You know.
First, I'm going to say it now. He didn't release the rankings, right?
No. Thursday.
First 8-star match.
8-star.
I think he's going to go 8 stars
Friday
on
morning.
This one.
Friday morning.
He's going to turn all them shits into
it's
bacon.
The highest, I think, on Cage side, right? Cage, what is it? The Cage match ranking? It's the highest ever. Or it was.
Yeah.
So, fantastic stuff. And, of course, third highest. Wow. And, of course, the main event.
Well, you're missing the...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
AEW Tag Team Championship Tournament Finals ladder match. The Young Bucks defeated FTR. Whew, what a match.
This was a great match. People did not want a ladder match. People were complaining about a ladder match. They put on an unbelievable ladder match. We got the return of Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
He ran with a Sting mask
from
the crowd inside. A lot of people bought it that it was a fan, and he took the mask off, and the boos that came in were unbelievable.
So I really like the fact that you have asshole Young Bucks and asshole Okada holding those belts.
That's great. It's so fantastic. Good.
And you know what?
Is Jungle Boy part of the crew now? I guess he is.
I think he's part of the crew now.
He's part of the elite. He's the new elite.
It makes Okada that much more hateable because he's paired with the Young Bucks. And I think the Young Bucks do this interesting thing where they blur that fan line where people cannot stand them. regardless of how good they are.
I'm one of those. I can't stand them.
But
in like,
yeah,
because they're so annoying.
Right. But obviously, I think these people respect their work rate. And like, you know, they're one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, it's fair to say that. But they're so hateable. And they make Okada hateable. Who'd have thought that? Who'd have thought two guys could make Okada hateable?
And it's interesting because they've replaced Kenny with Okada, and they replaced Hangman with Jungle Boy.
So good.
So it kind of like makes sense in a way, you know.
So whatever future stadium stampede is going to happen, it's going to be Okada, the Bucks, and Jack Perry versus Hangman, Kenny, and like two other guys.
I don't know what they're going to do. That's and I guess FTR.
That would be fun.
I mean, they could do that.
What a great feud, too. Mm-hmm. Like, FTR, Young Bucks, fantastic. Yeah. Your main event.
Yeah.
Go into it, man.
Swerve Strickland with Prince Nana defeated Samoa Joe to become the new AEW World Champion. This is the first African-American World Champion in AEW history. A lot of people saw this coming.
Well-deserved.
The rise of... Well-deserved. I mean, forget. Listen, this is a guy that was fired by WWE, right?
Yeah.
Joe was a guy that was fired by WWE during that pandemic era.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing he could have done there that would have topped this moment this quickly.
Yeah.
He worked super hard. He got big.
Yeah.
He changed his style a little bit. His promo ability is up there.
Through the roof, yeah.
Just incredible to watch.
His charisma. Match quality. Yeah.
And charisma. He connects with the audience.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with Will Ospreay. Listen, Will is... great in the ring. I mean, there's no denying that. But the key here is connecting with the audience. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of great wrestlers that never are able to connect. I can name you 1,000 of them. I don't want to insult them. I can name you 1,000 of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That there are guys that are so incredible that just they won't ever connect to that level.
Yeah.
He's one of those.
That connects.
And that connects. And this was a guy that, you know, he was supposed to have that feud with. A lot went wrong in his booking, if you really think about it. He was supposed to have that thing with Keith Lee.
Right.
That never panned out. He almost lost that three-way opportunity for the title because Hangman had to go home.
Right.
A lot of things change and a lot of things happen. Really happy he's the world champion.
Oh, yeah.
And this adds another layer of intrigue in this. So what's the next opponent? Where does Joe go? What's the main event at Double or Nothing? Is MJF coming back?
Mm-hmm.
When does MJF come back? When does Kenny come back? Who challenges him for the title at All In?
Yeah. How long does he keep this belt?
How long does he keep the belt? Because you know what? I don't think it would be fair. I don't want to see it be a quick hit and run.
Like a hot potato kind of thing.
But there's a lot of other elements happening here.
Yeah.
A lot of people are thinking Wembley, the match should be Ospreay for the title.
Right.
Right? Because, like, well, you're not going to get that moment again.
Right. Exactly.
You don't know what next year could bring. So, does he lose the title somehow? And is that the match? I don't think that should be the match.
For him to lose the title?
For him and Ospreay to be the match.
Yeah. It's built in, though, right? I mean, we said that last year. When Ospreay had that match with Jericho, we were like, oh, next year he's winning the title at Wembley.
Yeah, I mean... You gotta, this is gonna be when Tony Khan has to put on his booking hat and really book this the right way. You have a bunch of important, obviously, Forbidden Door, that you could do whatever you want there, right? That's a fun show. It's non-canon, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, you could do some funky stuff. Nobody's gonna question it. Nobody's gonna wonder, you know, why are you doing it that way?
Mm-hmm.
You also have Jon Moxley with the IWGP title.
Right.
I mean, that's another thing, right? So
maybe that's the match.
Oh, Ospreay and him for the IWGP. You know what? That is a smart way to do it.
Yeah. Have him have the big win.
He gets a big win there, but it's not the AEW title.
Right.
So does the emphasis change?
Right, right.
What do you think?
I would say if you're going to book it that way, have Ospreay go over, get the IWGP belt, and still have the show main evented by Swerve.
Have the show main evented by Swerve.
Yeah.
Against who?
You know, honestly, like, I know nobody's a big fan of three-way and four-way matches, but...
No, it has to be a singles.
It has to be a singles,
It has to be a singles, right? It's like WrestleMania.
Yeah, because
you gotta have your champion in it.
I would do Swerve overcoming a three-way with Hangman and MJF.
You know, Brian Knight in the chat room brought something up good, too. What if it's Adam Cole, right?
Okay.
What if it's Adam Cole, and now you have MJF screw him?
Sure.
If MJF is not back, that's his return. That right? Works. The devil, he shows up okay. like the devil, and you do a callback.
That works.
To that moment. I think you could do a bunch of stuff. I mean, listen, I...
Pack.
Am I Pack? No.
He's a...
I don't know. Yeah, you know, a lot of time could pass.
He's a sweet British boy.
He is. Things could get hot again. So, I don't know. You have time. But this is now a very interesting situation, because if you look at that top tier for AEW, it's stacked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you bring Adam Cole back, you bring MJF back, and you bring Kenny back. What does that do to your numbers?
Oh, forget it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does.
I think to the numbers in our hearts, they'll go up. That's a million views right there.
You know what you could do? Yes, the numbers in our hearts. That is a million views. Yeah. Swerve Christian, and Adam.
I think we need to get Adam Copeland and Christian on the same page. We need that. We
the
need
tag?
The tag team.
I think you got a great opportunity now. Yeah. If they do like a beatdown, you know, Malachi and the House of Black do a huge beatdown on them. And you know what? There's only one guy that could help them.
Yep.
And here he comes. And now you do the reunion, and now he's a babyface, and you have them in the tags. What if the match at Wembley is Edge and Christian versus the Bucks?
Versus FTR?
Or FTR.
Oh, forget it.
You know, you have them do the whole tag thing. There's a lot of stuff you could do. I'm into... Listen, I love funky matches.
Same here.
And I love not knowing, and I love not being able to predict. This pay-per-view was the total opposite.
Yeah.
I could see it coming, and I was looking forward to everything.
Absolutely.
You know, you have two ways that you could look into this. I don't know. I think they have a lot of great opportunity now. They just have to ride that freaking momentum.
Yeah.
They got to ride it.
So, Wembley.
Okay.
Moxley, Ospreay.
Moxley, Ospreay for the IWGP title. Great. Ospreay wins.
Okada, Samoa Joe for the Continental.
Great. That's another fantastic match.
Swerve, Adam Cole.
You could do that. Or right. Swerve, maybe MJF returns.
Right.
You know, you could do that match. Now you don't know who could win.
Edge and Christian, Bucks, FTR.
Great.
Right.
Table, ladder, chairs match.
Oh, forget
there you
it.
Go.
The latest and greatest table TLC match of all time.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
And that's your
pay-per-view. Put Penta and Phoenix in there too.
Oh, absolutely.
Or anybody, you know.
Absolutely.
Very cool stuff.
That's your Wembley. We just booked Wembley, baby.
We just booked it. We got about 30 minutes here. Get your questions ready and submit them in the chat. Let's go into some other stuff. NXT Battleground will be held at the Apex on June 9th. They were originally supposed to be in Savannah, Georgia.
Interesting.
And I don't know what happened to that building, if it was a logistics issue. But the UFC Apex typically hosts much smaller events, under 500 people, for Dana White's Contender Series and UFC Fight Night events. So I know that in 2022, they had applied for Clark's County zoning commission.
Interesting.
To be able to host, have more people in the building and serve alcohol and tickets. Vegas is weird. Do you know if you work in any liquor or adult setting or nightlife setting, you must have a sheriff's license to work?
I had no idea about that. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Vegas is strange with that stuff. Like, you can't just go and work at a casino. You have to get a sheriff's license.
I had no idea about that. That's fascinating.
Yeah. So I don't know why they're doing this. They're making a big deal out of it. You know, this brings me back to, I mean, something that was said to me a couple of years ago, that WWE was very interested. You know, they toy with this idea, this Vegas residency every now and then. And I was having a conversation with somebody there, and they said, yeah, this is something that is constantly brought up, and we are always looking to see if there's an opportunity. I'm like, what a great, I mean, you have those guys passing tickets constantly in Las Vegas. They can't do a 1,000-person show every night, twice a night.
Right.
Of course they can.
Do you think NXT could do that?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You could have some sort of weird WWE experience where you have some of those NXT guys putting on a show, and then, you know, maybe Roman does a residency for a weekend.
Like what? Like telling jokes?
He does. He just goes up and starts doing like a Tony. What was it? Andy Kaufman.
Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton. He starts doing a Tony Clifton.
I'd love to see that. To be honest. I would love to see Roman Reigns doing any
Undertaker,
kind of stand-up.
Undertaker. He could do his one-man preacher show, whatever he does.
What's his new thing? The 6 feet under with The Undertaker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just talking about nothing.
Isn't it funny how, like, here's a guy who has not, who's kept his mouth shut about the business for 30 years,
yeah,
and now it's just all coming out.
I don't like it. I don't want The Undertaker talking like a normal person at all. I don't even like Biker Taker. It's too normal for me.
You don't like Undertaker reaction videos?
I don't like Undertaker reaction videos.
Imagine if he was doing reaction videos.
Hey guys, welcome to my vlog. It's me, The Undertaker.
He's got the phone. He's got like just like the selfie cam at live shows.
Oh my God.
Going nuts.
That would upset me tremendously.
And he's like, just leave me alone.
Listen, I think there's an opportunity to do something in Vegas. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Realistically, but like, you know, like JR had his podcast, The Undertaker. You could do these things.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
sure.
You
could do these things in Vegas. So
I love shows like that, by the way. Like the live like Q&A.
Oh yeah, those are great.
The storytellings, you know.
A lot of fun.
So that's June 9th.
Okay.
NXT Battleground. That's gonna be a good show. I've been enjoying NXT lately.
Yeah, it's been fine.
Do you wanna talk about Roar or do you wanna go into questions?
Let's go into Roar.
Roar. When in that Roar?
Yeah.
Tag team championship, Awesome Truth defeated DIY. Listen, I'm really digging this new version of Awesome Truth.
I think it's unbelievable that they've gone back to this and people are into it this time.
What insane chemistry that R-Truth and The Miz have.
They're the oddest couple ever.
I love it so much. I love they're like really the oddest couple.
Is he going to start gaslighting him into thinking that, he's Maurice? I want him to start doing
awesome.
That.
That would be hysterical.
That's what I want next.
I miss my wife. I'm on the road.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you miss me?
New Day defeated Imperium. Ludwig turned on Giovanni after the match to get into the good graces of Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther returned.
We're getting King of the Ring. For some reason this year, I'm pretty excited about it.
I love the concept.
Yeah.
I wish they did more with it. Like,
nobody's really like blown up.
You win it, and then what do? You walk around with the stupid crown
or whatever,
and the scepter.
So who in your opinion did that the best in the last few years? Like King Booker went to like another level, right?
He was good. King Booker was good.
I liked Sheamus's weird crown of thorns.
Sheamus was okay. I've never felt that anybody outside of Bret Hart.
Austin.
Owen, really? Like, but you know what, though? Yeah, but that's before. That, mm-hmm. The Harley was before. Macho. Yeah. But you know what it is to me? It could be the age.
Okay.
Like, right? Because those were so memorable when you witnessed it because you were watching it as a kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's because it's whack now or I'm just not a kid.
I think if they really do it up, it makes a difference. Like, have a crown and a cape and a scepter, you know, not make the guy.
But what's the reward?
That's it.
That you're the king.
You're the king. You're the king of the ring.
You're the king of the ring. Yeah. You don't, do you get a number one contendership? Like, do you challenge for the title at the next pay-per-view?
I think you should.
You should.
I think you should.
Yeah.
So
same with Money in the Bank. I hate that stupid briefcase.
Why?
I never liked the briefcase.
I don't care.
It needs to be something else.
Like what? Like a credit card?
Like a credit card. Yeah. Like an Amex Centurion.
Just like,
you cash in, yeah.
Swipe it to win. What would you replace the Money in the Bank with? It's a visual, but think it has to be something visual because it's visual. You have to grab it.
Yeah.
Right? So what would you replace it with? Like a hubcap?
It has to be visual. You know, the clipboard with the contract was not bad.
Okay.
That's it. You don't need to walk around with anything after that.
It's a terrible visual, though. The suitcase is a good visual for what they have. What do you think? Like a big duffel bag?
Like a nice messenger bag.
There we go. Drew McIntyre declares for King of the Ring, but is interrupted by Sheamus. Sheamus says he's back.
He called him fat
to deliver banger after banger. Drew says Sheamus looks like he's having burger after burger. Good joke. They're playing into the fact that Sheamus got body shamed by guess who of all people? The internet, the wrestling fans.
Yes, he did. They were not happy that this 46-year-old man did not come back,
looked a little
jacked to the gills.
But he was still jacked.
Of course, he's in unbelievable shape. The guy,
like this dude, had
and he
muscles.
Got some, and he got some big fat fatso pointing at him. He's like, "Oh, look at him! He couldn't even get into shape.
Look at him!"
Yeah. First of all, they called him early. Second, he had a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Or was it a shoulder or was it an elbow? What was it?
I think it was shoulder. He also said he didn't know if he was ever going to wrestle again.
What are people freaking out about?
I don't understand how you can body shame a
guy. And I'm a body guy.
Yeah. But
I'm a body guy.
If you have eyes in your head, you can see that this guy still has a lot of muscles. You know? It's wild. It's wild. Yeah. People are nuts, man.
Yeah.
The internet's crazy. Sheamus beat Shinsuke Nakamura.
Cool.
Get a new new.
I
look.
Guess that Nakamura run is over after Okada signed with AEW.
I guess so.
Back to where we were.
Yeah. Chad Gable says we get a new version of Chad Gable saying he attacked Sammy because he stole his moment and it should have been him.
Okay.
The Alpha Academy comes out. They say we're going to help you win that title. Andrade and Ricochet defeat Santos Escobar and JD McDonagh. That's fun. I feel like WWE is such a great fit for Andrade.
I don't know what I thought he could have had some really awesome moments in AEW, and he did. He had some pretty good matches.
He did. Great theme song.
Didn't him and Cody have a really good match? Cody went through the table.
I think that was. I want to say here's my opinion.
Was that Cody or did that, I just make that
no,
up?
No, that was Cody. Here's my opinion on that. They had the. Cody went through a flaming table on that match.
Yeah, and he burnt his back, yeah.
And I feel like if you look at the trajectory of Cody, I really do think that match was the beginning of the end. He was like, I didn't need to do
that. The man set himself on fire, and you still booed him.
Right. Like, he probably went backstage and was like, well, I didn't need to do that. Oh, man, I really didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's the trajectory.
He got booed out of AEW.
Yeah.
That's the story I'm going to stick to.
Because AEW fans don't like superheroes.
They don't like superheroes.
And Cody was presented as a superhero, right?
And he was a great superhero.
Yeah.
He was Homelander.
Yeah. His self, not a great example, but
His
self-presentation of a hero, you know? And it was, you know, and he'd always done that too. Like, you know, he'd come out like Solid Snake.
Yeah.
You know, which is really cool. He'd come out, Link.
I recently rediscovered when he was possessed by WWE during the
BTEs. Yeah.
And you know what? I got to tell you, I don't know why I totally forgot he did that. Mm-hmm. I remember he did it. I remember seeing it, but it didn't resonate with me. And I've been watching those and I'm thinking, oh my God, it is so good.
Yeah.
He should have just done that where he got bonked in the head.
Yep.
That's my go-to. Like, Jim Cornette likes to put someone in a box.
Yeah.
Mine?
Bonk in the head.
Bonk in the head. Russo? Pole match? Mine is a bonk in the head.
I think we got that bonk in the head over the weekend with the returning broken Matt Hardy.
He got bonked in the head, and now he's possessed again. Yeah, he's broken again.
I really,
TNA.
To go back to what you were saying, I really love those Cody possessed BTE videos.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was the only guy, I feel like, who could have gotten away with it. Because he knows, like, all that shit he was talking about was picture perfect.
Do you think that could be presented on TV?
Cody getting possessed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
No, yeah.
Now. Listen, Uncle Hattie might be coming back. Maybe that's the program.
If you're going to do it, he can't have the belt. Because at this point, that belt is the most
serious.
It's serious. It's the most serious thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What else do we have here?
We have the Battle Royal to determine the new women's world champion. Becky Lynch defeating Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Chelsea Green, Piper Niven, Ivy Nile, Natalya, Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Indy Hartwell, Candice LeRae, and Maxine Dupree. Becky did a similar entrance that KO has been doing on SmackDown where she cuts a promo coming to the ring. This is the fourth time Liv has been runner-up in a Battle Royal.
So I think a lot of people wanted Liv to win this.
Yes. I agree with that.
Is Liv's chase for the title better than her having the title? Maybe that's a story.
But is that the story they're going to tell? With Liv going after
Dominic too?
Becky?
Maybe Dom.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's the story. Maybe she goes in that spot.
Interesting.
I wouldn't mind it. I'm into that. Finn Balor also announced on Monday that he would be staying with WWE. He made a post that kind of alluded that he was leaving. And at the end, he goes, I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, listen. Finn Balor.
Great.
Tama Tonga.
Yeah.
Gallows and Anderson.
You have them all.
AJ
Styles.
You could do it.
AJ Styles.
Pull the trigger, WWE.
You got Cody also.
Yeah.
How much Bullet Club is too much Bullet Club?
I think if you make them like real cool dudes, it doesn't matter. Like if you put those the main four guys together, right?
Yeah.
Finn and Judgment Day dissolve. Something happens, right? Okay. Some kind of betrayal. Or, you know, let's say Damian Priest puts that belt on the line against Finn Balor.
Yeah,
thinking like,
it's like a friendly competition.
He's my boy. He'll take the pin. And then out comes these other guys helping him, right? Can't call them the Bullet Club. Can't call them the club, right? You have to name them something new and cool if you do it. Yeah. But again, that might be my early, my 2013.
See, I'm the same way. WWE booking? Do we just do a standard nostalgia WWE booking? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But do people want these guys to get back together?
It's been years.
It's been years, yeah.
They tried it with the club. Stupid.
Yeah.
They couldn't commit to it.
Yeah.
The OC.
Well, I think that's because somebody else was in charge at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
The old man that hates everything.
Right.
Loves kittens.
Loves kittens and dogs. I think with Triple H at the helm.
Would you take a dog from him?
Absolutely not.
I don't want... Excuse me?
Absolutely not.
You went where to bring me what? I don't want this.
I think I'd be uncomfortable in the same room with the guy.
I don't. What? Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me. What are you doing? He's showing up at people's homes with kittens.
He's. What would you do if you got onto the subway tomorrow and you know the empty subway car
and it's just him
and it's just him in the corner?
I don't. I'd be like, oh my god, Vincent Price is back.
And he throws a kitten at you.
And he throws a kitten. Won't be the first time that's happened on the subway to me.
But listen, Triple H does, he likes cool shit, right?
Yeah.
This is a guy who put himself in the Shield when they were wrestling in Japan. You know, like, because he wanted to do the fist bump. Like,
and he's really on TV now.
Yeah.
He's on TV every week, so that's something.
He does like cool stuff, you know.
We got the draft coming next week. Starts on Friday, mm-hmm. ends on Monday.
Great.
Or Tuesday, right? Tuesday, everybody's probably. Part of it?
Yeah.
Monday. But Tuesday's part of it.
Yeah.
NXT's part of the draft. Yeah.
Okay, NXT's part of the draft.
Like, if you're NXT and you get the mm-hmm. first pick, you're not picking Cody?
Right, yeah.
Oh, you hear my stomach? I'm starving.
You,
Listen. Wow.
Ow, your tum-tum. You're doing the Hogan right now.
Hold on. Who am I?
WrestleMania 18 Hogan. Here he comes.
Hold on, ready?
My tum-tum.
My tum-tum.
Brother, my tum-tum.
All right. Yeah. Tony Khan discussed the media rights mm-hmm. during the media call, and also he was asked a couple questions during the scrum.
Sweet.
He fully expects the library to be part of the deal. It will be exclusive for WBD.
Awesome.
And people took that as, oh my god, the deal's not happening, and my timeline exploded. And I'm like, I think I've been pretty clear. Like, there is progress being made, tremendous progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still expecting this announcement to happen. And people don't like this word. Soon.
Soon, yeah.
Soon.
But what's soon, Andrew?
Okay, you know what I will say? The soonest is upfronts.
Okay.
That's May 15th. That's the soonest. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect it any sooner than that.
If you take account...
I'm not saying it's happening at upfronts. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the soonest would be upfronts.
If you take into account how we live in an ever-growing universe.
Yeah.
And that we are but a speck in time.
And we're just traveling.
Soon could technically be 10 or 15 years from
now. Yes, it can. It can. It's all relative.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. But listen, WBD's committed. I've seen some conversations. I don't see... I would expect not to see these conversations if they were going away.
Yeah.
I don't know a price on what they're asking for. I don't know a price on what WBD's happy paying, but obviously TV, it's the TV rights, it's streaming
mm-hmm.
for the pay-per-views, it's the library, and it's also possibly simulcasting.
Right.
You know, if Dynamite's on, put it also on Max, simulcast it. If Rampage is on, simulcast it or whatever. I think we just got to be patient here. But I do think this announcement should come sooner than later because it's another thing to battle the optics.
Yeah.
It's another thing. And they have a perception issue right now.
I agree with that. But I also think, you know, like if you keep doing stuff like you did on Sunday, that perception is going to change.
Yeah, but I'm honestly, dude, I would say the wrestling is not the problem. I don't think it even matters. Mm-hmm. I don't think Sunday did anything to give them more viewers for Wednesday.
Interesting. Okay.
I honestly, it's a perception problem. It's a cool factor. Mm-hmm. They need a shot in the arm, and I don't think it's going to be a match. That shot in the arm won't be a match.
It's got to be on the financial side.
I think getting a new deal is going to kind of, you know, it's also very stressful for everybody because mm-hmm. there's still no deal, right? They're in active negotiation, and the idea is that mm-hmm. the deal will happen, but when you don't know, you don't know.
Right. And there it is.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be more creative. Creative okay. is going to change their perception problem. I think that's what it really comes
that
to.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. If you have more questions about this, submit them. We got 15 minutes. Do we have anything else?
Sorry. We got breaking news. New Japan fully acquired Bushiroad.
In June.
Fight in June.
Yeah.
To fully acquire them in June.
Yeah.
It's going to be more cohesive management team between Stardom and New Japan. Probably could lead to more mixed events going
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Tanahashi's still president, right?
Tanahashi is the president of the world.
Still good.
Yeah.
So good. He's the president of
president
the universe.
President Tanahashi.
All right, guys, please submit your questions. Like we said before, if you choose to super chat us, that would be pretty nice. Your question would be bumped up the ladder. But send in our questions. We got about 15 minutes yeah. left. We got a couple of super chats here already. One from... Ooh, I'm going up. We got a few super chats here. This is from Glassdoor yeah. Gamer. With WBD NBA rights leaving the exclusivity window, how does this impact Warner Brothers AEW, if at all? Great show as always.
I talk to people regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Half of them think it's a positive, and half of them think it's a negative.
Okay.
A lot of people are under the impression that, hey, listen, once the NBA is settled, we'll have a much better answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know how that's going to affect them. Does that mean more cash on hand? So you do want a unique property?
Right.
That also will impact the ratings for the station. So I would imagine WBD would definitely want something that is outside of airing Big Bang Theory for the 1,000th time for the day and getting a million viewers.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? They do like a million viewers for that show.
You know? I don't like that show.
I don't either. It's not my thing.
There's a few shows I don't like. When I tell people I don't like them, they get like they.
Okay,
they
you don't like The pearls. Office. I know you don't.
I don't
like
The
Office.
Yeah, I don't like Big Bang Theory. I don't like How I Met Your Mother.
Okay,
I don't like Friends.
Okay,
sorry, that's pretty much it. I don't like Young Sheldon.
I don't like Young Sheldon. No, not for me.
What do you like? What don't you like?
I like terrible TV.
Okay,
I watched TV. The television patterns of a 14-year-old teenage girl.
Okay.
I loved One Tree Hill.
Okay.
Love Veronica Mars.
Uh-huh.
Watched all those, uh-huh. all those terrible shows. The Gilmore Girls. Love the Gilmore
yeah,
Girls.
You're a big Gilmore Girls
I'm
fan.
I'm a big Gilmore Girls fan. I don't watch any television anymore. Mm-hmm. I consume very little TV. Don't you dare tell me these are terrible shows. They are award winning.
It's all wrestling.
They've all won Teen Vogue Awards for TV.
Tiger Beat Awards.
No, right now I'm watching X-Men 97. I'm watching.
Okay, great, great show.
You thought Veronica Mars was terrible?
I never watched it.
Oh, so good.
You got like really angry right there. You were like,
"How dare you?
You think you're better than
Game
me?
Of Thrones?"
You,
obviously, yeah, fantastic yeah, yeah. stuff. I don't watch anything anymore. I watch clips mm-hmm. of replays. For the 5,000th time, I'm watching Seinfeld.
And well, I mean that's a given. It's on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon
TV's
every day.
Terrible now,
huh?
TV's terrible.
There's some good stuff out there. Let's see. We got another question here. It's from Ricardo. Thoughts on AEW production, specifically the cameras? I don't know if it's experimentation or what, but the camera shots and cuts have been underwhelming recently.
I know that they've made some changes, mm-hmm. but is this a perception thing? Has it been underwhelming, or is that WWE has upped their production tremendously?
Oh my God.
And now AEW is looking like a wrestling show.
They were using those 8K cameras on Raw last night.
Oh, did they?
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
I didn't look up. Holy I was geez. Doing one of these.
Yeah, it looks so awesome. It makes everybody look like an effing video game. It's really cool, you know? And then if you're comparing it, it is apples and oranges, you know? Like, there's nothing inherently wrong with AEW's production.
Yeah.
It's not at the level of WWE's. I think that's it, right? That's the answer.
That's it. And you know, these are easy fixes. They yeah. shouldn't be WWE.
No, not at all.
You know?
This is from Y Solable. Goldberg had the audacity to call AEW cheesy. Why is he so lame?
Because he didn't get that paper. That's
did,
why.
Did you see his comments?
Yeah, he's like, I met with Tony a couple of times. He said it was cheesy. He's like, the product is, I don't know. Don't get me started. They probably were working on somebody like to bring him in, and they were off on money, and he probably didn't like the creative. Who knows what it was? Maybe he was going to do a kangaroo kick with MJF.
I don't want
to
do this.
You know what? I would say that is cheesy if they asked him to do something like that. Yeah. But this is a guy. I mean, when he went to WWE, he wore a gold dust wig.
Yeah.
The last run was fine. It was great.
The last one was fine.
It was okay.
He had his he had the best match of his career against Bobby Lashley. That cage match.
Yo, that match where they were brawling on the outside, right? That
awesome.
One?
Yeah.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
That was great, that match. Was it a cage match? No.
I think it was a cage match. Why do I feel like we saw him and Bobby Lashley on top of a cage?
Why do I feel like that never happened and they were brawling in Saudi Arabia on the outside?
Is this some kind of Mandela effect? Did I just like fantasize about Bobby Lashley fighting?
Do you know what
Goldberg?
Your mutant ability is? You're able to reprogram everybody's minds. You do a Mandela effect with wrestling. You just make up a match.
Yeah. My real mutant ability is being able to fall asleep anywhere.
That's actually tremendous.
Anywhere, anytime. I just like knock out. Now,
watch,
I'm done.
Start talking about the P1. There you go. Numbers, that's it.
Well, good night. Goldberg's a weird dude. He was complaining about Asuka beating his shriek like a few weeks ago.
Why?
Yeah.
He's a weird guy.
I don't think he knows it's
not real. It's predetermined.
I don't think he knows it's predetermined.
I think he bashed his head a couple too many times on those walls.
This is Steiner Math. Could you see TKO eventually consolidating the UFC WWE PCs into one big PC in Vegas?
Yeah, I you know, all I could think is, why the hell is WWE's corporate office in Connecticut?
Right.
There's no you move it to you're gonna save on money anyway.
Would you?
Taxes.
Yeah.
There's no, they probably save at least 10% on taxes.
But I think the travel to Connecticut for the people getting on airplanes.
Relocate them.
Yeah.
That's it. Vegas is, if you move out west.
You know what? Vegas has a very easy to get to airport. You can see the airport from anywhere.
Yeah.
Nuts. This is from Drew Nicholas. Have you guys heard what Danielson's status is since his quote unquote injury? I haven't seen anyone report whether or not he was actually injured or if it's a work.
I was under the impression it's a work.
Yeah. I think you really
He's just a great seller.
Him. Oh, my God. Forget it.
Because he took it on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. I mean, he took it flat. He didn't, like, he wasn't cocked to one side or the other.
Let's see what else we got here. Is GFQ in talks for AEW media rights?
Yeah, that's happening right now. We're actively negotiating with them to bring them on board.
Can you read this guy's name? It's pretty great.
Hugh Janus. He's a big J. That's what he's saying?
Yeah. The thoughts on how this all plays out, parentheses, future of AEW.
I think they get a 5-year deal or whatever the hell deal they're getting, and it's business as usual, and the pay-per-views are on max or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I still don't know how they're going to do that, because as far as I know, That service does not have the ability to charge for pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. So are you going to kill your entire pay-per-view model?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that mug? Did you just break the handle?
No. So
you came with a broken mug?
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
So these were one of our wedding gifts.
Yeah.
Like this set. And they're very fragile, right? So I keep them because they fit in the cup holder in the car.
Let me see.
Because of the broken handle. Yeah.
That is smart.
So,
you know, reusing. You're saving the planet.
Yeah.
Thoughts on AEW? I think they're going to get the deal and go from there. I don't see it being this, oh my gosh, big surprise at the end, and then now they got to negotiate with somebody else. I don't see that happen.
Right, yeah.
No matter how much the internet says it, could it happen? Sure. Anything could happen.
It's the mouse.
Hugh Janus. I hope that helped your question.
He asked another one, too.
Give me another one from Hugh Janus.
Well, this is from Hearst Hill. Your first episode of BTB. I can't laughing when you said New York Rican.
It's a thing.
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
A New York Puerto Rican?
Let's see what else we got here. This is another one from Hugh Janus. BTV starts off strong. Zarin and Rich. Booyah.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great.
Thank you.
This is from Jaina. There's a bigger story with Liv always coming second to Becky. Eliminated her Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and last night. I think Liv will dethrone Becky, gain more credibility and get a big moment at a PLE more to come.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I hope so. I like Liv a lot. She's mm-hmm. great.
Let's see what else we have here. This is from D. This is Swerve's New Japan Forbidden Door opponent.
Who does he face someone from New Japan?
That would be cool. That would be cool if you had...
But that's the thing, right? Does he face the champion? If he does, then it's Moxley.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be very cool. Naito? Naito would be... I think him and Naito would work very well together.
More Yoda Tsuji. I need more Yoda Tsuji.
More Yoda Tsuji. I think Naito is a good choice because, listen, he lost that belt to Mox.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe Naito goes after the AEW title.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a good Forbidden Door match.
Shota.
Oh, Shota.
Shota could do it. I mean, it's...
That's long-term storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
What else? We have Henry Bears. What do you do with Jackie Perry?
I think you keep him in the New Elite. And he just comes out like a little shit and he gets booed. Like perfect.
They've set him up to be like the best little
shit. He should start screaming that he's ruining. He is the virus. He is ruining that company.
Oh, amazing.
I made your number one guy leave.
We got another one from Hugh Janus.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Listen, that joke works so on us because yeah, we so have good. Very infantile senses of humor. Yeah. Round. Austin Rock.
Okay.
Brock Goldberg. Chinese food, Greek food. Jericho Angle. TK, Triple H, Booker. In-ring, Omega Styles. WWF 99 versus WCW 97.
Oh, I got an answer for all
versus
of
ECW 97 to 98. Fave. I'll go Austin all day.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be Brock over Goldberg.
Okay.
Right? Greek food better than Chinese food.
Yep.
Jericho Angle. I'll say Angle.
Okay.
Triple H or Tony Khan as a Booker. I don't know if we're getting Triple H's true booking powers yet.
NXT. That peak okay. NXT.
Peak NXT. Great. In that regard, I'll go Triple H.
Yeah.
Omega versus AJ Styles.
What just happened?
I think MG accidentally hit the lights off.
You just turned off the lights, dude?
Omega versus Styles. Omega. That's a close
one. Omega. Okay.
WWF 99 versus WCW 97.
WCW 97.
Okay. WCW 97 versus ECW 97 to 98. It's a triple threat.
Oh, it's a triple threat. Yeah. I love ECW late 97, yeah, 98. Dude. That was a great time.
I'll go ECW.
Shane Douglas habitually with the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. This was a good one. I like that one.
Thank you. That was a good question.
Thank you, Hugh Janus.
Thanks, Hugh Janus. Big shout out to Hugh Janus. This is from Ileana Vasquez. Do you think we get surprises on Dynamite together? New tag team or singles, perhaps some returns?
I think the Jack Perry stuff is going to be telling. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get that. I don't know. I don't know about any huge returns. I mean, they are in Jacksonville, right? So it's like a homecoming. I hope they put a couple more people in that building, by the way.
Me too.
It's light. Light.
Let's see. This is from Hearst Hill. What are your thoughts if we ever see CM Punk versus Jack Perry? I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
I don't think that's happening, but man, you know, another missed opportunity.
It really was. But listen, look where the other guy is now. Look where CM Punk is now.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's making millions and he's
having the time of
his life. All of his problems have gone.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like that, right? It really seems that way.
You think he's going to punch anybody?
Nah, I think they have such a system in place.
That man got so enraged at that place.
Oh my God, yeah. They put this guy, I don't want to say I don't know him personally. I don't want to say he's a volatile guy. But he's been known to have attitude problems.
I don't know, man. I still can't believe that fell apart the way it did.
It really did. It really fell apart.
I
listen, something was bound to fall apart. It's just kind of funny that it was that.
The rage on that man's face during that scrum.
Oh, okay. You got it.
I was watching it. I'm like, oh my God, he's lost it. He's lost it. During Muffingate. Just unbelievable. Just cool everybody off. We're all making a lot of money here, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Let's just cool off.
I think WWE has that backstage infrastructure where, like, I don't think this guy could, even if he wanted to, get into fisticuffs with somebody.
Listen, CM Punk finished this story.
Yeah.
He went back there, and guess what? He was given that night one main event. Mm-hmm. He was going to do it. He was going to probably win the title.
Yep.
And he probably will win that title again one last time.
Oh, for sure.
But I do think after Drew, right? Because him and Seth.
Yes.
There is a great opportunity for him and Cody to do a long thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
With that AEW connection.
Mm-hmm.
Your boys in Reseda, they could do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just hope they do it. You don't get these opportunities too often. We say that all the time, and they missed a big one in AEW. I hope everybody could learn their lesson here.
Right. I think, listen, again, I think with Triple H at the helm, we're going to get something cool like that. Right.
I hope so.
This is from Ricardo. How would a big split of revenue be? What did it take for WWE to even consider a WWE-AEW one-time joint show, or would WWE simply have nothing to gain from it?
I would say in order for that to happen, that they would have to generate the revenue of a McGregor and Floyd.
Yes.
Like that is the only way I could see anything like that possibly happening. Another thing could be, you know, the legal situation around independent. I mean, now I'm talking about like my business, which is most likely not accurate. But, you know, independent contract laws are changing for every state. And if you don't want to show that you are non-competitive, you do a joint project like this.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, look, you see, my talent is on another show. Why do you think Shayna Baszler's doing Bloodsport?
Right, right.
You know, they're not dumb. The legal department gets involved. I'm not saying that that's the reason here, but that it's a nice little bonus. It's a nice cherry on the top for them to get something out of it.
Yeah.
I cannot see it happening in AEW WWE show, but anything is possible. It's pro wrestling.
Anything is possible. And I will say, like, I've said this for months now, Cody showing up at Forbidden Door with that belt, not out of the realm of possibility, but how do you do it to not make AEW look
it cannot happen.
You know?
It will never happen. I'll say it.
It would be nuts if it did.
It would be nuts.
That's
if
my
it
fantasy
did.
Booking. Roman Reigns doing a tight five in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Cody showing up at Forbidden Door with that belt. You want to do one more?
Huh.
What's the matter?
I just got a very interesting message.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That Rich is right.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I would love to.
Rich doesn't spill the beans to the person watching this and sent this.
This one.
That one right there.
Very interesting.
You know what that was?
Mm.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
So we got like not breaking news, but we got some cool shit.
I mean, that is kind of.
We can't.
I mean,
say
but
it.
I can't say it.
Can't say it.
Yeah. Andrew Blue Ball Zarian strikes back.
He's blue balls in it.
Sorry, boys and girls. I wish I could. Very interesting.
Let's see what we got here. This is from Ilana Vasquez. If there's one other big signing for AEW to acquire out there this year, who would it be?
You know what? What a great question, because that was actually part of the conversation I wanted to have today that I did not remember to put in the notes or tell MG.
Yeah.
You know, who could it be? Who's available realistically? Who could it be?
That would...
I will give you guys a hint. It's about TV.
That would pop the crowd?
Yeah.
Would Ronda Rousey do it or no?
No. Okay. She's very disliked.
Okay.
Ron, you know what? A Drew.
Yeah.
Right? A Drew. Like, Drew going to AEW, would that pop it? Sure. I think that would be huge.
But would he want to? That's the thing. You know, it seems like when these guys' contract is up, they want to stay put. You know, they're living comfortably, you know?
Guys, it was nothing wrestling related. It was a new program lineup for Francis Canal 3.
Oh, yeah.
I got the full schedule for the fall season, okay? I don't know who's available.
Jinder.
Yo, I want to see Jinder show up there.
Jinder showing up, I think, would be fantastic. He would be the biggest person on the planet there.
You know what? I think he would have to come in and lose or do something, but I think that would be... That would show that nothing is real and business is business.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to work together and everybody's always working. So...
Do you put Drew with Jarrett and Santham Singh?
Put Drew with them?
Yeah.
Not Drew.
Jinder?
Jinder,
yeah.
Jinder comes in and takes over that whole crew?
Yeah.
Fucking love
Wouldn't that be great?
Jinder and Jeff Jarrett? Oh. I want to see that. Jinder and Hook? Jinder and Tony Khan?
Jinder and everybody. Jinder versus everybody?
Dude, Jinder versus Will Ospreay.
Oh, man.
You don't want to see that match?
I would love to see that.
Tell me right
match.
Now. You don't want to see... And this whole chat room, if you're telling me you don't want to see that, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
I want to see Jinder Mahal and Will Ospreay in a match.
Does he?
Forbidden Door.
Now, if they sign Jinder, does he go by his uncle's name?
Who's Jinder's uncle?
Tiger Jeet Singh.
That's not Jinder's uncle.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure it is. Look it up. MG, are you on this? MG, are you in on this?
I don't believe this.
I'm right. I know I'm right.
I hope so. I hope you are.
If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. It doesn't really matter.
I don't believe that's accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you type in? You just typed in a bunch of nonsense.
I just typed in. I just slammed all the letters on my keyboard and nothing came up.
I'm gonna look this up.
What's the point? And you're grumbling in my ear and I can't understand. You want Ospreay injured? No, I don't want Ospreay injured.
No, don't want Ospreay injured at all.
Jinder wins the G1. That's a good one.
Dude.
Yo, come on.
I'm sorry. Gamma Singh was his uncle.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, not Tiger Jeet Singh.
Okay. You were close.
Yeah, I was close.
I did not even know that.
Yeah.
You taught me something.
There you go. Taught you how to live.
Taught me how to live. All right, what else do we have? Let's do a couple more.
No, nobody wants Ospreay injured. Is there a Jamie Hayter update?
Soon, I guess. I don't know. Sean actually would be better at that.
Okay.
Oh my God, Jinder Mahal joins the Bullet Club. New Bullet Club leader.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal, Bloodsport.
I would be like super into Jinder Mahal in the
G1?
In the Bullet Club. Dude, like, put this guy, he's great. I don't know anybody has a problem with this dude.
I never had a problem with him winning the title. I got such a kick out of it. I love watching Disruptors, and that was a disruptor. Yeah. You didn't see it coming.
His whole thing leading up to that title win and that reign was fantastic. Do you think we see a DC collab with AEW and with the WBD connection?
I've always thought they could do that.
They were supposed to. Something fell through with it.
You actually have insight on that.
Yeah.
Because you're in the comic world.
Because they were... that's the world they come from.
Yeah, he's from... That's his planet.
So...
But it's a cartoon.
It's two-dimensional. It takes a lot for me to turn into three dimensions to be on the show.
It hurts.
It hurts. It does hurt. I think there was something in place a while ago. They were going to have, like... DC and AEW do a tie-in, but something fell apart and it just never manifested.
Yeah, I would love they have the Street Fighter tie-in, right? Like, but I would love there to be some. They did like a Rick and Morty crossover. They've done a couple WBD property crossovers, but I know that they're doing a House of the Dragon crossover when it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. They did that a couple years ago, right?
They did that a couple years ago too.
I remember that because it was a lot of drag. They just kept saying the word dragon.
The American Dragon. He should be on that show.
Oh, yeah.
He should be on that show. They should bring him in. He's old-timey looking.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Danielson, he has an old-timey face. You show me that man's face and you put it in black and white, it's from the third century. There's no question about it.
I do like that. That's pretty funny. Jinder wins the TNT title from Edge in the Cope Open.
You know what? That's a great call.
Why not?
Why not?
I think this is wacky booking. Nightwing versus Will Ospreay. I like that.
Nightwing versus Will Ospreay. I'm into that.
Jinder and Heath Slater, two men banned.
Hey, he could show up in Impact and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to start watching Impact again?
I watched some of it. I've been watching way more of it.
Yeah.
But it's just my schedule.
So Matt Hardy's done with AEW.
It seems it.
Or is it
You know what? I could ask. I haven't asked. I don't want to assume it. I don't want anyone. I don't know what the deal is.
Because it seems like there's like...
He is a free agent. Like, I don't think he has a contract with anyone.
Okay. So like Frankie Kazarian quietly went back to Impact.
Yeah.
You know, like months ago. Is this one of those things where Matt Hardy was just like, hey, I'm kind of done here. You know, can I bring back... I wonder why they did... Like, I wanted to see the Broken Matt character again on AEW.
The pandemic.
You know,
he was supposed to debut with that. It was the same night as Brody, right?
Yeah.
And it was the pandemic. The pandemic just happened and it kind of slowed down the whole thing. It ruined the whole push.
And
because that's so crowd based.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to do that thing with nobody in the building. You just look like a wacko.
And it's a shame that you never got Willow back again.
You never got Willow. I know you like the Willow character.
I wanted to see them both together on TV.
I understand.
You know,
I get that.
The broken gimmick doesn't work without a crowd.
Yeah.
Let's see. WWE should bring back a classic SummerSlam match this year. Custody battle for Dom in a ladder match. Liv versus Rhea.
Love it.
That's great.
Love it. That's a classic match. We've only seen it once, though. We need a custody battle for Dom again. And what a great, you know what? If this was 5 years ago, I would say you will never see that. That's too hokey for them. I think that is brilliant.
Yep.
And I think it could work so well. And you could have it sponsored. You could have the match sponsored by something. You know, Judge Judy has a new show.
Oh, my God.
You could have Judge Judy bring her in.
Judge Judy Shinlin?
Yeah, Judge Judy Shinlin. Bring her in. Do you know Chauncey was engaged to her daughter?
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was engaged to her.
That would be even better.
Wow.
No wonder she's so bitter and angry.
Wow. What's her line? Don't piss on my leg and call it gasoline or something.
Is that what he says?
I don't know.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah, something like that.
Why does she yell at them?
Yeah. Why are you yelling at me?
No. I don't want to see your papers.
Do you think we'll ever get AEW Funko Pops? I know there's some contract issues with WWE.
I love my Funkos.
Well, those were just...
That's New Japan, yeah.
Not even new. They were just Bullet Club Funkos.
They were just Bullet Club Funkos.
It was like Kenny, Cody, and the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
And that's all they made.
I think so.
How funny is that?
I think AEW needs more partners.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Don't pee on my leg and don't... Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kermit Arrigo. Much appreciated.
What does that name mean?
I don't know. But he... Correct me if I'm wrong, but if we go to Connecticut to get Connecticut pizza, he wants to come along because I think he's a Connecticut guy.
Yeah. I think we need to make the trip to New Haven to get some good pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we make this like a road trip and film it?
I would love that.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Jinder with Santam and Sanjay, unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
That's from Terry Bologna.
They should be called the Unstoppables.
I would love that. Let's see. Do you think this? I think we should make this our last one.
All right.
Do you think AEW shows will change days? If so, what show and what day?
I spoke about this on Observer. Wednesdays are fine. That's a great night. Collision is a problem. I'm not even concerned with Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
Collision is a problem because Saturdays are a rough, and we knew it was going to be rough.
Yeah.
But the original concept behind bringing a show to Saturday was never intended to be an A-level two-hour production.
Mm-hmm.
It was to replace Dark and Elevation.
Right.
So you could have done a one-hour show at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and nobody would have given a crap because it was a filler show.
Mm-hmm.
Turned into something else. I think the moment is going to have to really depend on the SmackDown move from Fridays.
Yes.
If SmackDown moves on Fridays, I would say take that opportunity, put a show on Friday. It doesn't mess up your schedule.
Right.
It's also a little whack that you got a pay-per-view on a Sunday
mm-hmm.
and you got a show on a Saturday. And it. I don't know. I don't like how it falls. I don't mind it as much with WWE, but with AEW, I feel like it doesn't, that collision doesn't sell me the pay-per-view.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Yeah. Because it almost seems like it's not canon.
Yeah, Monday would be a bad day. Tuesday, you want to go up against, then collision would have to be the A show because it's on before Dynamite.
Right.
Too close. I would move it to Fridays and I would make 1 week pre-taped. I would make every other week. I would cut back on the cost and make it pre-taped.
That's smart. I like that. If you put it, Collision on Fridays would, if SmackDown moves.
If SmackDown moves,
right? Because I feel like you would lose a ratings war between SmackDown and Collision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Very interesting. 100%
you would.
Cool.
All right. That's it. We're done, guys. Thank you again for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich. Hey, you want more Andrew and Rich? Tune in every Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern on the Mattman channel on YouTube. You could go there and subscribe to us there also. We do this show, but a little bit more wrestling adjacent.
Yeah.
We're good boys on this one. Mm-hmm. On the other one, we're out of our minds.
Bad
so
boys.
If you want to watch people have their mental breakdown happen, that's the show to watch it.
Bad boys for life.
Yeah, bad boys for life. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We'll see y'all next time on Beyond the Bell.
That's great.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.